Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 165 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to the zoo.
The zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like Zootopia?
No, like the actual zoo.
Okay.
What did you think of going to the zoo?
I'm teasing. No, I know what you're talking about. What do I think about
that? Of course you do.
What I think about it, I love going to the zoo.
We go every week, almost?
Almost, yeah. About three weekends out of four, probably.
They got some baby bears in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw them the first day they brought them out for the public, and we've watched them grow up all summer.
Mm-hmm. Now they're kind of teenagers. They're kind of like fighting, so they're brothers and sister. Brother and sister, and now they fight like teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And they act like it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last weekend when they were both fighting over the tree?
Mm-hmm.
The female was up in the tree. But let's try backtrack. When they got them, they were little cubs. Apparently, the mother was shot in a hunting accident, and they rescued the cubs and brought them all the way from Oregon. And our zoo just lost them. An Asiatic bear, I think it was, or something. And so they had an exhibit open. So they rescued them and put them in there. It's been fun watching them grow up. You can see their personalities. And But yeah, the little female was up in the tree that they had. It's like, it wasn't a tree. It's kind of made up for them, but
I think they cut down a tree and stuck it in there.
Yeah. But the little male wanted up there. He's not so little anymore. He went up there and chased
her
off.
He's
bigger than, yeah, probably by...
But she holds her own.
She went up, she climbed back up that tree, and smacked him around a little bit. And, yeah, they both fought over. It was cute. You can tell they were just playing. It wasn't aggressive, so... But it's been very fun watching them grow up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we do enjoy the zoo quite a bit. We get to see the baby elephants. Our zoo's got two baby elephants. Mm-hmm. One's a little bit older than the other one.
I think they're best buddies, though.
Yeah, they are. It was one morning when the one was already out and the other one came out from the...
Do you remember that one day that one of them was playing in the mud and the other one came up and did something and the first one screamed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the other elephants came running.
Yeah, like something bad happened. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's really interesting to watch. They're just very smart. But it was the one morning, it was really cute, because the one was already out and about playing with his mother or something, and the other one just woke up and came out of the paddock, and he came running full speed. He left his mom and everything and ran to the other little one. It was just the cutest damn thing. He was like, good morning! Just running out there as fast as he could with his ears flopping and his tail going, and all. It was just so adorable. So, but yeah.
The way baby animals do, they're full of energy.
Yeah.
All the adult animals just kind of slug along.
Yeah, especially elephants. They just kind of take their time and meander along. So, but yeah, it's they're quite interesting to watch. So we've been very fortunate. And then there's the baby chimp, too, that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which seems to like you a lot.
Yeah, he comes.
He's normally in the corner. Whenever you come out there, he comes up to the window.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of the animals, they notice my prosthetic. And I just don't look like...
Oh, so you're different
from
regular people.
Yeah. So they...
Or maybe they recognize one of their own.
Yeah. No, they're smarter than I am. They get taken care of. They don't have to go to work every day. Who's the monkey now? So
we recorded everything from our breakfast at McDonald's to the visit at the zoo to the grocery store. But I probably won't. I'll probably cut out the part of the grocery store.
Yeah, not much interest there, really. I don't think anyone wants to know what we buy, what our poor eating habits are. Yeah, but yeah, the petting zoo is neat, because the baby goats are always fun. But it's one of our hobbies that we both enjoy quite a bit.
Well, now that we have wireless stereo microphones, maybe we can do that more often.
Yeah, sounds fun.
It's a lot of work for me, because there's like two and a half hours of audio
that you have to
go
edit
through.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like a 15-minute podcast episode that we normally do.
Yeah.
all these road closures.
Mm-hmm. These skateboarders.
Those are...
Well, yeah, they're not, they're like motorized.
Unicycles.
I'd be afraid to bite it on one of those.
Yeah.
Too much closeness between me and gravel.
Mm-hmm. They're very stable, I understand. They've got some kind of intelligence.
Yeah, but there's not enough intelligence to from a rock and you hitting the... Mm. Hitting that rock.
I never ever did a skateboard, so I don't really...
Yeah, it's not fun. All it takes is one little rock to get caught under that wheel, and you're... Some of those go up to, like, 35 miles an hour.
That's stupid.
Yeah. You'd have to wear full body armor. Oh, that woman... And remember Friday night when you came to pick me up and I said I had a stack of pickups and then her car didn't go through? So she was supposed to be there at 9 o'clock yesterday morning. She didn't show up. So I'm like, bitch better not show up at 5 till 6. You know what I mean? Till last night. So I called her about 3 o'clock. I said, listen, you better be here before 5 o'clock because it's going to take a minute and it's a lot to do. Be here. So she comes in at like 4:30. She's like, here I am. I'm like, good girl. So it took me about a half hour to finish her thing up again. She got it up, picked all her stuff up. So $5,000 pickup.
You get a commission on that?
Yeah.
So you get money when you loan, and then you get money again when they pay it.
Because the interest that's collected, yeah.
Do you have a quota that you have to meet before you get
a commission? Like 3,000 minimum. My commission generally runs anywhere from $30 to $40 to $100. I mean, I don't ever count on it. It's just extra money that I finally give me because I don't calculate it. I view it as putting on a winter jacket and finding $20. That's all I. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. I don't count on it at all.
My commission check is always zero.
Yeah. I trade you in a second.
Well, the difference between your kind of work and my kind of work is your kind of work makes the money. My kind of work costs the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently mine making them a lot of money, apparently.
At the dinner thing, your boss said that there was like only $30 difference between you. He should have ripped two checks.
Yeah. Well, considering I'm part-time and I about beat a full-time person, that means a lot. That says a lot, I think, anyway, that I work 10 hours a week less than these full-time people, and I about was a leader. That says a lot, I think. You know what I mean? Because that's a lot of hours that I'm missing. Mm-hmm. So imagine if I was there, I would have swept the board if I was there those extra 10 hours a week. So... Yeah, he should have just said, it was so close, but over here.
Although, it wouldn't surprise me if he'd say, oh, it's so close, I'll split the check between you.
Yeah.
I saw that table where they're stacking the food. They probably need to put shelves in or something because they're going to get a lot more than what that table is going to. Oh, yeah.
Well, we start stacking them behind the table, below the table, around the table. We get a lot of food. It's funny how people come in, they're like, well, can I bring back the cans? No.
Bring back? What do you mean?
They want to get the discount and then they want to bring the cans back.
Back home?
No, bring us the cans back later. They want to get their item. They want to purchase their item. And it's like, no, it doesn't work. You have to have the cans to get your discount. Mm. And no, I don't take your word for it. I don't trust you. Yeah, I was excited. I turned on and see what games are playing today. They're actually televising the 49er game.
Why does that surprise you?
They never televise the game on Sunday, unless it's a primetime game. They never televise them. But Tampa Bay's 4-1 and the 49ers are 4-1, so I guess they're showing the winning teams play against each other.
Well, there's probably some kind of contract or something.
Probably.
When I went to the Women in Aviation dedication ceremony thing, Rosie the Riveter, she didn't give a speech, but before she did photographs with people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to people, and she's pretty sharp for a woman that's 100 years old.
Mm.
She said they had a record of all the rivets that she put in the airplane when they went to pick up Doc and bring it back here.
Mm.
And she said out of all the rivets that she put in that particular plane, only 7 of them were missing.
Mm. And thousands of rivets go into those things, don't they?
Yeah. Let's stop at the... I think there's enough in there. I was going to say let's stop at the gift shop and get a cold water, but... Miniature mules
and the donkey. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're so absurd looking.
It looks like they have all the adult goats over in the pen over there, and then the baby goats are in here. Look at this one.
Oh,
it's so soft.
Hi. Got a little mohawk.
The little ones are cute.
Yeah. He's chewing on that, the fence here.
Oh, is that the one that I recorded last time?
Mm-hmm. Hi. Look at your little horns. He's chewing on something. Look at him. Look how cute his little horns are. Let's see. He's
wow. They haven't gotten to the age where they're aggressive yet.
Mm-hmm. You're adorable, yes.
Yes, I see you.
Can you see Rudy? With a cat or with a goat?
It's kind of like he. Oh, you finally got it down.
Now you spin it back out. I don't think he wants to eat.
It must be tough to eat when you don't have hands.
He's chewed it up. Look, I mean, it's.
Mm-hmm. Gonna get every little bit of juice out of it he can. So it looks like. Oh, look at this. Playing with the stick.
Mm-hmm. You want to get on camera? Well, hello. You want pets?
I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm. See, the adult
here's
ones
mama goat.
They could care less. Oh, look. Well.
Point at him, he stops. So watch what he does. See the one on the table?
Uh-huh. They like climbing things, mm-hmm. I guess.
Hi. We're back again. I don't have any food, I'm sorry. I don't have any food. Nope, no food for me. Nope, I don't got any.
This one likes me. Yes, I like you too.
Yep. No, I don't have any food. Hi. I'm popular today.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the little one down there.
Aww.
There. Oh, I know. I like your pink collar.
They all have collars, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
Probably to keep their age. They're probably different colors.
Hmm.
He's pretty.
No, you can't come out.
I got it. It was fun.
It's a cow.
Mm-hmm.
Just waking up.
Mm-hmm. Looking over his domain. This one looks like you got arthritis.
How do you know that?
Just the way he's walking. Like, look.
Hmm. He's holding himself up with that rope.
I think he's scratching himself.
Oh, I see. He wants you to scratch his butt.
Hmm. That would drive me crazy if I had to work in here.
What?
Hearing that noise all day long?
Oh. Well, I that's definitely not healthy behavior.
He's just grinding his teeth down.
You think?
Yeah. Hmm. What kind of vegetables should we put in the pot roast? Potatoes?
Do you want to put fresh vegetables or canned?
It's up to you.
Are we gonna cook it in the pressure cooker?
That's what I thought we'd do.
Then we could use either one, but
someone wants to cook.
If we we can't cook the vegetables in the pressure cooker if they're canned because
they're just fall apart. So let's get fresh ones then. Okay. Fresh ones are better for us anyway.
Yeah.
But I figured potatoes,
carrots.
Carrot, and you can have the carrots. Onions. Well,
by the time it's done cooking, you won't.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Onions.
Yeah. I saw it's supposed to rain tonight into tomorrow.
Hmm.
I hope it doesn't flood.
Yeah, me too. Apparently,
Go ahead.
New Jersey's getting hammered with a nor'easter right now. It was all over the news. It was on the news this morning. They were in Atlantic City.
Seems like there's as many volunteers as there are people here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the governor of New Jersey declared every county an emergency state.
Is flooding usually a problem?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's right there on the coast, and most of it's barrier islands. The nor'easter is just like a mini hurricane.
I would think they'd be fairly well protected from the surge with all those islands.
Yeah, they are, but a lot of people live on those islands still.
Oh.
It's kind of like where I took you, where I grew up.
Oh, look. The cactus has bloomed and it's got fruit on it.
Huh. That doesn't happen very often, does it?
As often as it can, when it gets some moisture, it'll bloom and fruit like that in days. Look at all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that fruit makes a wonderful jelly.
Hmm. God, one of their pizzas sound good.
A pizza from here?
Yeah.
Didn't we say we would never do that again for some reason?
No.
You want to get one?
No.
It smells good.
It does smell good.
I think I had hamburger cooking now.
What's that?
I thought those are hamburgers cooking.
Yeah, that's what it smells like. You don't know if you can eat pizza, can you?
I don't think I've tried.
Probably if you cut it up.
Which you can't do here.
No.
Yeah, I'm terribly afraid if I try to bite into something and then pull
your dentures
right
out. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of small for a gar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get bigger than that.
Look at the minnows.
Mm-hmm. Safety in numbers.
Yeah, trying to stay away from that car, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty eyes.
Mm-hmm. Saw a video on TikTok the other day. It was a jaguar attacked a crocodile. The jaguar was in the tree and the crocodile was in the water. It jumped in, grabbed the crocodile in the water, drug it to land.
That's in the crocodile's domain. I don't know that I would do that if I was a cat.
Well, the cat was small crocodile. It was like that big. It was tiny compared to the jaguar. And that crocodile was fighting, but it had no chance.
Well, I think that their natural instinct is to turn.
Turn, to a death ball.
And that would just end him that much quicker with cat paws in your neck. Can we get one?
No. Oh, the frog? Yeah, we can get a frog any day of the week.
poison frog?
No, because then you'd kill me.
Give it to the neighbor.
No, that's, I'm fine with that. Look how cute it is. Look it.
This is one of those hallucinogenic frogs.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Bo went with Nate to go home. Nate's the one who gave me a ride home, but he goes home with Nate on the weekends. But we have to trick him. We have to sneak Christy out of the building. So he Kenny gets upset every time because we trick him and go into another room and she sneaks out the door and he gets so mad. He comes out and he runs around and looks for her and barks and stuff. It's like he gets pissed off. It's like, you did it to me again. You tricked me. And then he's like on watch for her the rest of the afternoon. But yeah, on the way home, Nate's back seat was full, so he sat in my lap the whole way home.
That was a pretty good sacrifice for you.
Yeah. He's a good dog. But it's funny because he gets excited when he sees me in the morning. He'll come up like that. I came in the door and he's, he'll talk to me.
Hello.
Have you guys kept the stingrays before?
Yes.
Perfect. So we already know what we're doing?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. What are the rules? Tell me.
I'm just going to stand there and...
We don't pet them. We just watch.
Cool.
So.
Well, just make sure we rinse off our hands just in case. If anything falls in, we want to make sure there's not any contaminants going in. Other than that, you should be all set.
Okay. Cool.
Have a good day.
Thank you. I'd like to see the manta rays. I think those would be neat. The real big ones. Have you ever seen whales attack them?
No.
Orcas hunt them.
And the fish did.
It's amazing how they get them.
How do they get them?
They bring them up from the bottom. They'll hit the bottom of they'll bury down in the sand, and they'll hit the bottom, and it startles them. They raise up, and then they flip them around. They'll keep hitting with their tails. It kind of knocks them unconscious and flips them over, and that's when they eat them.
Do you want to sit down? Do you want to sit down?
Do you want to?
You look like you're kind of shuffling.
We should probably get going in a little bit. I'm going to check the elephants.
You want to make sure that you get home by 1.
Well, 3. 3 o'clock, the game starts.
So, this was episode 165 of the Bear and Kura podcast. Yep. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.